Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Posen.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was y'all week so far?
It's been fine. Not much.
Yeah, I mean, not much going on. Everybody's getting ready for prom. Mm-hmm. So that's about it. How's your week been, Demaya?
Kind of going by fast. I thought it was going to go by slow since this weekend prom.
See,
I
but
think
I
everybody ready for it.
I feel like this week's going by kind of slow. Might be because I'm not going to prom.
But faster than this week, I feel like.
That's true.
Are y'all ready for prom? Well, Demaya, because I'm not going.
I'm not going either.
I'm going to go next year.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I get everything I needed.
What color are you wearing to prom? Just curious.
Black.
Black?
Snazzy.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review.
John Alexander had another outstanding performance on the mound, and he threw a complete game shutout for the Red Foxes on April 12th. Hartsville beat Belton Honeo Path 4-0 in their third game of the Southeastern Baseball Classic. Alexander got the win with 7 innings pitched, striking out 9 batters with only 1 walk and 4 hits allowed. At the plate, the Foxes belt out 15 hits. Andrew Askins and McKendry Douglas led the way with 3 hits apiece.
Softball traveled to PD Academy on April 17th and couldn't pick up a win. A 7-run fifth inning proved too much for the Lady Foxes. Hartsville found themselves up early and led 5-2 until PD Academy scored 7 to pull ahead. Trinity Davis led Hartsville at the plate with 2 hits, including a double, while scoring 1 run. She was also tagged for the loss in the circle. Other Foxes collecting hits on that night were Maya Harvey and Tatum Weaver.
On April 18th at Kellytown Stadium, the Lady Red Foxes beat the Lady Chiefs from North Myrtle Beach 3-1. Hartsville scored in the first minute of the game with a penalty kick by Mia Blanford to go up 1-0. North Myrtle would answer to tie 1-1, but Blanford would score again in the first half with an assist from Chloe Jewell to put the Foxes up 2-1 at the half. Hartsville managed to score another goal late in the second half to put the game away as Skylar Ford would find the net and an assist from Mia Blanford.
The boys' baseball gave up 6 first innings runs on the way to an 8-0 loss to North Myrtle Beach on April 18th. In the first inning, Watts played Red Fox starting pitcher Dawson Lloyd as the Chiefs scored 6 runs before the Foxes could get out the inning. Ace Gibson came in to relieve Lloyd and threw 5 innings of 1-hit ball as he struck out 7 while giving up 2 runs, both unearned. Brandon Anderson would finish the last 1.2 innings, giving up 1 hit while striking out 1. Hartsville managed only 3 hits off the North Myrtle Beach pitchers. Dawson McKimmy, Jackson Moore, and Janet Atkins each had a hit.
Hartsville boys soccer dropped the game to North Myrtle Beach 4-2. Scoring for the Foxes were Raiden Shaver and Josh Mullins. Barnes Hall had 1 assist. In goal, Hector Morin had 5 saves.
Hartsville softball was able to defeat North Myrtle Beach 9-7 on April 18th. The Lady Foxes put up 5 runs in the first inning, but North Myrtle would score 7 runs in their first 2 at-bats to go up 7-5 on the Foxes. The game would remain that way until the 5th inning, when Hartsville would score 2 runs with 2 outs in the inning. In the 6th, Caden Thompson led off with a solo home run to put the Lady Foxes up 8-7. Hartsville put up 1 more run in the 7th when Maya Harvey led off with a double, moved to 3rd on a passed ball, and scored on a sacrifice bunt by Jason McCullough. Pitching for Hartsville starter Tatum Weaver went 1.1 innings, giving up 6 runs. Allie Bailey would relieve Weaver and would give up only 1 run in 5.2 innings to finish the game and get a win. At the plate, Maya Harvey led the Foxes, going 3-for-4 with a double and 2 runs scored. Trinity Davis had 2 hits, as did Kane Thompson, including her home run. She also had 3 RBIs that night.
The Lady Red Foxes were able to beat West Florence 2-0 April 20th. Trinity Davis pitched a 3-hit shutout striking out six Lady Knights before batters on her way to pick up the win for Hartsville. The Foxes got their first run in the fourth inning on a safety squeeze bunt by Jamaria Pendergrass that scored Kaden Thompson, who had walked and made it to third on a single by Emma Kate Hudson. An RBI double in the fifth by Avery Easter scored Maya Harvey for an insurance run, putting the Lady Foxes up 2-0. Maya Harvey, Easter's, Abby Bird, Hudson, and Carter Shoemate each had one hit apiece.
Hartsville out-hit North Myrtle Beach 5-3. Out-hit Myrtle Beach 5-3, but lost the game 3-2 due to a two-run error. John Alexander took the loss as he pitched six innings, giving up three hits and three runs, one earned, while striking out eight Chiefs on the night. At the plate, McKendree Douglas led the Foxes with two hits. Grayson Weekly had one hit and scored two runs. Andrew Askins and Jaden Atkinson also had one hit apiece.
The Hartsville boys soccer team found themselves tied 2-2 at the half after two nice goals. The first goal by Bennett Laney and the second by Enrique Alvarez. In the second half, the Knights outplayed the Foxes to give Hartsville a 5-2 loss.
Last Thursday, the Red Foxes track team traveled to Lamar for a meet against many local schools. Many of our varsity athletes did not compete in this meet or ran a limited schedule in order to prepare for upcoming meets. Our boys team won the meet and the girls team finished fourth. Five members of the boys team traveled to Camden last night to compete in the Coaches Classic Elite Meet. This meet was originally scheduled for April 22nd, but was changed due to weather forecast. Our boys' 4x400-meter relay team, Khalif Miller, Demarion Cole, and Ethan Hickey and Justin Canty, placed sixth in a classic with a time of 3:31.64. We would like to welcome to the show the softball coach, Coach Harvey. Okay, we got a few questions about your season. How have you managed to keep the girls pushing when going through a tough region team, when going against a tough region team?
I pretty much told them at the beginning of the season that I thought that we had the best program in the region based on talent 1-9. So we just kept feeding off that energy that we thought that we were good enough to win. And if you think you're good enough, most of the time you will.
Was that the mindset going into every game?
Yeah, we had a tough graduating season. We graduated our pitcher and our catcher and our center fielder, and so we knew that this was going to be a building year, especially in the circle with our pitcher. So we just tried to emphasize that you have to do good in the circle and those around you will play well for you.
How may having a good team record this year affect you for next year?
I think Hartsville has a standard of excellence, and whenever you have that foundation, people have built that before you got here, and when people expect that out of you, good things happen.
What were your strategies for your team this year?
The biggest one was making sure our pitchers were ready. And if our pitchers were ready, we knew that we had the defense and the offense to support them, but we just had to make sure that our pitchers were ready in the mound.
Did you run like different drills for the pitchers?
Yeah, we have a pitching coach, Heber Watson. He's actually my dad. We made sure that they pitched every day with him. So just pushing them every day, putting some pressure on them so that whenever game time came, they were ready.
How do you overcome the tough practices through the season to have a good outcome?
Oh, that's a good one. I think that if you just make sure your practices are centered around game environment and a game pressure, that it keeps everybody willing to work hard. You just keep reminding them, you know, we got to work hard now. So playoff season comes, we're ready for that. Also, we do try to do a lot of things off the field together, go get ice cream, have dinner together, stuff like that, so that you have both sides of it. You work hard, you also get to, you know, play some.
What were some different techniques that you've been used or being used throughout the season?
Techniques?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. We have a JV coach. His name is Richie Wallace, who came in and does really well about organizing practices. So we just did different drills with him. And I think that just kept a lot of people moving and active during practices. And I think that if you can have less standing going around and more movement, that you get the best out of your athletes.
How does it make you feel being 7-3 in the region and 12-7 overall?
I think we could have done better. I think really we did beat recently. Last week we beat West Lawrence, who was undefeated in our region. So we gave them their first loss. I was hoping to feed off that mojo and beat South Lawrence this past week. We just were weak on the mound. And like we said all year, if our pitching's not where it needs to be, then we're not going to be as successful. So I think we could have at least won one more. Some of the non-region games that we had, we definitely could have won those, but we had to try people in different situations to see what they were made of. And when you do that, you're not always going to have your strongest nine out there.
And what are your overall thoughts about the whole season?
I think the non-region games we played really pushed us for our region. We played Dillon, who's a tough component, and, you know, they definitely pushed us to be better. Also, we played Wilson Hall out of the Sumter area, who always wins the Skeeza. So when you're playing competition like that, it gets you ready for your region play.
Well, Coach Harvey, we would like to thank you for your time. We hope to see you on the show again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Polson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.